time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to be delving back into history and back to the Second World War, because in this week's Swiss Up, we're going to take a closer look at the Swiss citizens who fought in the French resistance against the Nazis during the Second World War, and they may be pardoned soon. So, Dario, let's take a look at these people who fought for the French resistance during the war. Were there many of them?
Well, yes and no. It is estimated that between 300 and 500 Swiss citizens joined the so-called Force Française de l'Intérieur, so the French Interior Forces. That was the name of the resistance against the Nazis. And about, 300 to 500 Swiss citizens joined those forces during the Second World War. It is hard to get exact numbers because obviously many of them didn't announce themselves when they left or came back to Switzerland and did so secretly. So right. We don't really know how many there were, but it wasn't in the thousands and it was at least 100.
Okay, all right, yeah, because it's slightly illegal. We'll take a look at that little aspect of it in just a second. But let's take a look at these people. What sort of people who are Swiss who decided they'll take up arms against the Nazis?
Well, it seems it was mostly young men under the age of 30 who went to join the resistance as individuals. So it wasn't like an organized group or a political movement that sent their people over to France to fight in the resistance. For obvious reasons, they came for the most part from Swiss Romande and felt a strong cultural connection with France and therefore wanted to be part of this liberation movement. Many were also looking for a place in life, a cause to fight for, and according to historical accounts, for some it seems it was also just a bit of getting into an adventure more than actually very strong political convictions. That's what a historian of the University of Geneva sort of found out by going through letters that some of them sent home.
Right, well, it might show that they weren't particularly, let's say, politically committed against the Nazis, because many, in fact, didn't join the resistance when the Germans first occupied France in 1940. They waited until D-Day.
Yes, it was actually that event around D-Day in summer of 1944 that inspired many to hop the border and join the resistance. And so there was a real wave of young men leaving at the time, mostly to support liberation efforts in neighboring France. So that's where most of these young Swiss citizens went to fight and join the resistance.
And again, to show perhaps that, they say not such committed, they didn't actually stay in the resistance for very long, even when they did join.
No, most of them only served a few months before returning to Switzerland. And in December 1944, the French resistance changed the rules. And from then on, the Swiss combatants had to either become French or join the Foreign Legion to continue the fight. And at that point, many decided that now was the time to return home because they didn't want to do either, right? They were well integrated in the resistance with their teammates speaking French, right? They didn't want to join the Foreign Legion with maybe people where they couldn't communicate so well, and so many of them just came back then when this rule came into force.
So when they returned to Switzerland after fighting the resistance, they were hailed as heroes. No, they weren't.
Not exactly.
No.
Between 1944 and 1945, Swiss military tribunals have condemned at least 130 of them for having joined the French resistance or having attempted to do so. The Force Française de l'Intérieur was considered a foreign army. And the Article 94 of the Military Penal Code punishes any Swiss citizen who enlists in a foreign military force. So most of the ones that were caught condemned to several months or sometimes up to 2.5 years in prison.
Right. So, I mean, so many of these people actually did get genuinely punished when they returned. They got yeah. jail time when they came back. But now it's 80 years later, and perhaps looking back on it, we could say, well, you know, that may not be such a best thing to have done. They could, in fact, get pardoned, I'm sure, for many of them, now posthumously.
Yes, certainly. The Judicial Commission of the Senate voted last week to follow up on an initiative by Genevan parliamentarian Stefania Prezioso from the far-left party Ensemble à Gauche. Her initiative, so just to be clear, this is a parliamentary initiative, so not a popular initiative that the Swiss population will get to vote on, but what the parliamentarians will get to vote on. Her initiative demands that the sanctions pronounced against those Swiss combatants in the French resistance be repealed. And with the favorable vote of this request in the commission, the Judicial Commission of the Senate, this request has now made a big step forward and will very likely be voted on by the whole parliament soon.
Okay. I was going to put you on the spot here, Dario, and just ask, do we know if any of these people who could get pardoned are still with us right now?
We don't. I don't.
Right.
You put me on the spot.
Yeah,
okay. I can find that out. I can find that out in the articles I read. I didn't come across any mentions of people who are still alive or who would benefit from this in any way. I mean, for at least none of them are still in jail.
That's for certain. I just think they would actually have to be of a ripe old age by now.
Yeah, they would be right on.
Yes. Okay, anyway, finally, though, you say that these people may get pardoned, as we say, sort of like largely posthumously. But if this succeeds, it wouldn't in fact be the first time that Switzerland has pardoned Swiss combatants that joined a foreign army.
No, this happened before, and it was in 2009 already, actually, when the parliament voted to rehabilitate Swiss combatants who joined the Republican forces in the Spanish Civil War. So the forces that fought Franco, the dictator.
Right.
There were a few Swiss citizens also there, even actually slightly more, so more like in the 600 and more that joined that fight. And initially the text that rehabilitated those Swiss fighters in a foreign military force should have included combatants in the French resistance also, but they were removed from the final draft because of a lack of historic information. But since then, the mood has changed, and a majority of parliamentarians seems now to be ready to pardon those who did their part in liberating Europe from the Nazis as well.
Okay.
So history is moving on, moods are changing, and people have come to the conclusion, well, actually, it's kind of similar, right?
Right.
What they did. And
in Parliament, this is going, I mean, this is, looks very, very likely to pass. Parliament's likely to do this.
Yes.
Yes.
This looks likely to pass. Maybe also interestingly, just as a mention, because remember I said there were about, just to put things into perspective, there were during World War, there were people from Switzerland, so some went to fight in the French resistance, as I mentioned, about 300 to 500. If you compare that, there were actually, and sadly, more, and probably almost double as many, who joined the Waffen-SS, so basically the Nazis in Germany. So that's probably another Swiss Up episode that I should do. There were an estimated 870 Swiss citizens that joined the Waffen-SS. So just to put things into perspective, it wasn't all Swiss people joining, let's say, the right side of history. There were quite a bunch who joined...
Who went the other way, and I'm going to assume here, Darren, there's no plans to pardon them.
No, there isn't.
Okay, but you're right. That'll be a very interesting upcoming Swiss Up episode, because in the past, Dario, we have actually discussed how the Second World War did split Switzerland along linguistic lines, and it did cause interior tensions.
Yes, all right. Because certainly the Waffen-SS was mostly joined by German-speaking Swiss.
Clearly. Yeah.
Citizens.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, Dario, we should leave it there for now. Thanks very much. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.